Welcome back to our Arizona Hour, where our state mammal is the ring-tailed cat, but isn't even a cat.
This is a true story.
And you are more likely to see a Titan missile launch than you are ever to see a ring-tailed cat. How do you pick a state mammal of an animal you could hardly ever see or find? But we're going to get right back to our interview with Yvonne Morris, director of the Titan Missile Museum. Pick right back up where you left off, and then we're going to get into your history because you've basically spent your life at this, what do you call it, silo, missile silo, Titan Missile 2?
Yeah, yes, that's true. I've spent a lot of my life here. But real briefly, what happened to the missile sites when they were decommissioned is the Air Force took everything out of it that it thought it could use for spare parts. And then they gave out salvage contracts to companies who wanted to come in and salvage the metals and things like that from the missile site. And then they were basically imploded. A concrete cap was poured over the launch duct, and then the desert was graded back to its natural contours. And then the sites were sold off to private individuals who bought them for a multitude of reasons. Up in Catalina, there's a Methodist church that sits directly on top of the missile site that used to be there. Some people just bought it for the land because it was 10 acres with a well and electricity that was already present on the property. Other people brought it or bought them because they thought, you know, hey, maybe I could dig this out and make a house down here. And that is a whole nother show because those things are complicated.
Oh, well, I think, Yvonne, your story is so incredible. A lot of times when you go to a museum, you talk to people who have learned about it in books, but you actually lived there. You were actually a crew chief.
Yes, well,
crew commander.
Yes, stationed here with the 390th Strategic Missile Wing at Davis-Monthan from 1980 to 1984. So I actually pulled alert at each of the sites around Tucson at one time or another during that time period.
And just explain briefly to our listeners, I mean, you would go in, you told me it was a crew of four. You go in for 24 hours, and what was that 24 hours like?
People often say, wow, it just must have been boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that adage? You know, you have long periods of boredom punctuated by short stints of sheer, you know, terror. Or a lot of it just depended on the activities that were scheduled at the site that day. A lot of it was really routine and repetitive. But the crew, when we were there, we had two main responsibilities: to make sure that the missile was always ready to launch. And then the second responsibility would be to launch the missile upon receipt of a lawful order to do so. So making sure that the missile was always ready to launch required constant vigilance on the part of the crew. We had to inspect every single piece of equipment on the missile site, and the missile silo itself has 9 different levels filled with air conditioning and pumps, fans, hydraulics, all sorts of equipment that it takes to be able to keep the site functioning and to be able to launch the missile. And so we have to inspect that during every alert, and that would take about 5 hours. The rest of the time, we're just constantly monitoring the computers in the Launch Control Center that are feeding us information about the various pieces of equipment and the status of the missile. So we're constantly looking for malfunction. The Air Force constantly tested its communication lines, so there was a lot of message traffic coming through all the time. And then you would have different maintenance activities that would be going on that we were responsible for supervising, and painting and cleaning. And, you know, the 24 hours usually went by pretty fast. And most of it was routine, I'm very happy to say.
Well, I can't tell you how many questions I have. How many... How tall were the missiles? What size were the warheads? Where were the missiles aimed at? How do you physically launch it? When you launch a rocket, we've all seen the space shuttles take off, and there's this huge plume of smoke, and this thing's going off underground. So where is all that smoke going out, and how is the crew not inhaling that? I mean, the questions I have just continue to compound, but I'm sure I could get all of these answered coming and taking a tour.
That's exactly right. We're going to tell you all about those things. We're going to tell you that the missile's 103 feet tall. We're going to tell you what its destructive capability was. We're going to tell you how the sites were built. I mean, you had to go through blast doors that each weighed 3 tons, but that a regular person can move with one hand. I mean, that's extreme engineering. And you're going to see all of that and a real missile and so much more when you come to visit the Titan Missile Museum.
Give us a website that we can get dates and location and hours. And
it is TitanMissileMuseum.org.
And it is south of Tucson on 19, just about 20 minutes south of Tucson?
Right. We're about 20 to 25 minutes south of the interchange where I-10 and I-19 come together.
Yvonne Morse, director of the Titan Missile Museum, and if I understand right, the only remaining Titan II missile silo in the country.
That's exactly right, Romy. You can't see anything else like this anywhere else in the world. So I hope all your listeners will come down and pay us a visit.
The director of the Titan Missile Museum, Yvonne Morse, here at Rosie on the House.